Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions today. We'll do everything we can to help you out. As we get ready for the fall season, it's starting to feel more and more like fall every morning. I know, even yesterday, in the morning, it was a lot cooler than it was, the day before. It's fall season because a lot of kids are out there starting to play some fall sports. And we started some soccer league yesterday with the girls. So you definitely can feel fall is in the air. But what does that mean to us? Well, it means we still can plant. We can still keep on keeping on doing what we're doing and hoping that we can continue the success that we've had this year in the garden and continue it throughout the fall. So that's some things we can definitely discuss today. Figure out some ways to make things work out for you for this fall and continue doing what you've been doing this year. I know we've had some crazy weather this year, to say the least. I mean, that's to say the least, right? July was crazy. August was the opposite of July. June was, it was June, and May was all over the place, I'll tell you. But, we still have some time to continue going on, continue doing what we've been doing. The days are still warm during the day. It's the nights we start to worry about a little bit. We're starting to see those larger gaps in between the morning temperatures and the daytime temperatures. We're looking right now is 60. It looks like it's going to be 82 today, right? So there's a 20 degree difference in temperatures. Not that bad. That's still, like late spring type temperatures, obviously late summer into fall type temperatures. But what does that mean? That means the temperatures are going to start to decrease a bit. And we're going to start seeing overnight lows getting down there. We're not there. It's looking towards, a couple weeks out, we'll be a little bit closer to that. But we need to start thinking about it. Start thinking about where we're going, what we're doing. And what does this all mean? Well, as I've said the past couple weeks, this means we can do a lot more planting of the lawn. We can do planting in the yard. All these things can happen because what do these temperatures mean for the plants, for the lawn? They slow down a little bit, right? They continue to grow, but they put more focus on their root system. It's the most important part of the plants. You know, we could argue what is more important, the leaves, the tree, the roots, whatnot. And I'm sure everybody would have a different opinion. But the fact of the matter to me is the root system is the most important part of the plant. Knows everything that it's going to be able to do. It helps get those leaves. It helps the new growth. It helps the new branches, those types of things. And so now is the time where we need to take care of it a little bit. Make sure it's taken care of for the winter. And so a lot of your trees and shrubs that you've put in that are established, this is the time to help them for next spring, right? What do I mean? Well, there's a couple things. First, let's talk about fertilization, right? Your evergreens, your trees that you put in, your shrubs, even, you know, all the way down to some of your perennials, right? They're trying at this point to store up energy, right? You're not going to see that they're still doing their thing and working because above ground, it's usually stopped. There's nothing there, nothing going on, right? But it's working underground. It's working to have a better plant for you for next year. And it's getting ready for another successful season for you. So we need to take care of those roots. So this time of year in the fall, we always fertilize our evergreens, our trees, shrubs, etc. We always talk about it, and I trust no other than Espoma products. You know, your holly tones, your tree tone, your plant tone, those types of things. To be putting those down into the soil to help keep your plants thriving throughout the winter, right? So let's talk about what we do with it, right? So, you know, we get a bag of holly tone, let's say, and we're saying, all right, we got to fertilize partial. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to look at the package and we're going to say, all right, this is the type of plant we have. We have an established or we have a new. What do we have? And it's going to tell you exactly how much to use. But then it should say right on it, I know it says on the website, that in the fall we use half the rate. Why do we do that? Why do we use half? Why not use a full thing? Well, half so that we're not promoting new growth. We're promoting root development. We're giving it just enough to try and pull as much in as it can to store it for next spring. We don't want to push new growth at this time of year because this time of year, you never know when a frost could happen. I don't foresee it for at least another month, but you understand what I'm talking about here. We're trying to help prepare these plants for next season. If you see, you know, in the past, you've probably seen it. You know, the spring, you look at your rhododendrons. And there's some areas that have started to turn brown a little bit. You bring it into your local garden center and you say, this plant was thriving last year. This is what happened. What do I do? And they look at, you know, the person at the garden center says, well, you have winter damage. You know, did you fertilize last fall? No, I didn't. Okay, well, we'll start by fertilizing. And a lot of that winter damage in the spring, you fertilize with Holytone and it will help it. But what this does in the fall is it helps store up the fertilizer, helps store up what it needs to be, you know, to work through the winter, the cold temperatures, etc. So we're doing a preemptive help. Just in case we have those heavy winter temperatures, right? You know, and we're not just talking up here in New England. We're talking in a lot of different areas that have the cold during the winter, or even, you know, all the way down to the south, where they can get down into some 30-degree temperatures in, you know, January, even February. So those are things that we look to do to help our plants be successful throughout the country, right? So those are some things that we really should be thinking about and doing this time of year. And what else can we do? We can talk about the lawn. I think we talk about the lawn a lot, especially this time of year, because it is something that we can be successful with and put down. I've talked to a number of people who are putting seed down to get ready for next year. You know, you can read reports out there. You can read research, and it'll say the fall is the best time to put a lawn down to get it started for next year. If you've listened to me for long enough, you understand my thoughts on the whole system, where as long as you can water it and take care of it, I think you can put seed down at any time. So that way that your lawn is continuing to grow, because we want to keep the weeds out, right? So, but it is true, at this time of year, starting a lawn and getting it established, this is the best time of year to do it. So we continue the show. We'll talk more about it, obviously. But what we talk about is obviously based on what you guys want to talk about. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parents Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun is starting to come out. And we'll hopefully see it for the day. It looks like it should be a good day. But notice more and more every morning. It's darker in the morning than it is, the day before, obviously. We're getting into that fall time. We're getting there, right? We're starting to get that feel, that chill in the air, if you will. We're still getting some of those warm temperatures. I still, I look at the long-term forecast, although I don't completely trust it. We're looking midweek, still going to be warm. Still going to get some heat to it. That's that's what happens in the fall this time of year. The temperature is kind of all over the place. You just don't know what you're going to get, right? I think Forrest Gump said it once, life is like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. Yeah, that's kind of what the weather is. It's the same around here. So, but it's, day's going to look good. So, great day to get outside and do some work, get some things done in the garden. So, give us a call, we'll do what we can to help you out. We do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Mary is in Lowell.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I had planted some rose bushes.
Okay.
And only one took. And I couldn't find the other two. So with all the rain we've had, lo and behold, didn't the two show up? Now, they're very, very spidery. And they have no blossoms anyway. So I want to cut it back so it'll have a normal growth. When should I cut it down and how much?
Okay. So the best time to be pruning back roses is usually when, you know, spring hits. My father used to always say when the Red Sox came back to Boston for real, that's when you would want to prune your roses. And so, you know, that's usually around, you know, another date to think of as like tax day. April 15th, that's about the time period that you would want to really get in there and prune them. All that being said, if at this point in time you want to cut some of your rose bush back a little bit to get it ready for next year, that's perfectly all right.
Oh, good.
You don't want to go crazy on it, though. You don't want to, you know, cut more than half of the plant, right? We want to make sure that the plant has still something there, right?
Uh-huh.
So what I would look to do is, you know, at least prune by a third, maybe a little bit more, right? Just make sure you don't go over half. That's my biggest thing when it comes to the majority of plants. But I wouldn't go over half because sometimes you can shock it. So what I would look at is all the branching that's there. Kind of look at it and say, all right, do I need this branch? Is this a branch where if I got rid of it, plant's going to look silly? Or is it the opposite? Is this plant going to look okay? And so there are some branches you can get rid of completely. I've done that with, you know, a rhododendron that was fully established. I've gotten rid of some branches all the way down. So it's not a third from like the tips. It's a third of the plant with a little bit of play here and there to help shape it. So what you want to do is make sure you prune right above where the leaf nodes are, so that you don't have a gap between leaves and then you have that little stick sitting there and that little stick will turn brown and end up dying and it won't have the new growth that you want to. So I'd be doing that at this point in time. You know, you can thin it down a bit and go from there. If you want to hang tight with me and go over a little bit more because I have a couple other things I want to tell you about with the roses. So okay. Hang tight with me. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes polytone and plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years. Graham watering tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A plane flying from the Turkish resort of Antalya to Vladivostok in Russia's Far East made a safe emergency landing on Saturday in the Siberian city of Krasnoyarsk, a source at the airport told Reuters. Azur Air Flight ZF-268, a Boeing 767, was experiencing problems with the hydraulics, Russia's Interfax news agency reported. There were no reports of anyone being hurt. Famed attorney Gloria Allred on Saturday argued on Newsmax about Texas' strict new abortion law.
At 6 weeks, a woman can no longer get an abortion in Texas, and a fetus is not viable. In other words, cannot live outside of the womb at 6 weeks. Therefore, it is unconstitutional and also creates bounty hunters.
This is USA Radio News.
They promised to be inclusive, but as the Taliban unveiled their new caretaker government in Afghanistan this week, an all-male roster of hardline clerics, veteran fighters, and at least one figure sought by the FBI, they met howls of protest in Washington. Through edicts and gunfire, the Islamist militia is cementing its control over Afghanistan, raising questions about whether the United States and other nations should formally recognize its rule. During an interview with MSNBC aired on Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it will be more difficult without boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but not impossible.
We demonstrate on a daily basis that there's no place on this planet that we can't reach out and touch when we need to. The issue will be making sure that we maintain a laser focus on networks and adversaries' capabilities.
This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And welcome back to the Paul Barron Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Mary, and she had some questions about pruning roses at this time of year. So, a couple more things I wanted to go through with you, Mary, before the break hit. Mm-hmm. So, there's a couple things to be thinking about with this. Now,
Okay. We
don't want to do too much pruning. We don't, like I said, I like to keep it like by a third because of the fact that if we do too much pruning, like we would have done in the spring, what can happen is it promotes new growth, right? We don't want to push the new growth right now. We just want to shape it for next year. So that's one thing to be thinking about. Just, you know, realize that we can prune. But we don't want to go too heavy. That's why I always say like a third, right?
Right.
The other thing, you know, and the more I thought about it, we can prune now. But the best time in the fall to prune is after we get a couple frosts through. Reason being is it slows down the root system for the fall for the rose. But what you want to really look at doing as well is thinking about what branches could have damaging effects if it was had a heavy load of snow on it, right? So some of these longer branches, they can snap, right, if we get so much snow because they'll be bent over and then all of a sudden they're brittle and snap. So we want to kind of stick away from that. So we don't want them to be too top-heavy. So you can definitely be pruning it back and thinning it out. What we also look for are some of those cross branches, you know, or any dead and diseased type branches on there. You said that all this rain we had, all of a sudden, boom, there was rose bushes. And they don't look so great, but let's look at, you know, some of those areas that aren't looking good. Get rid of the dead that's on there too, because what happens with plants is when there is dead there is a living spot right behind it. And so it's pushing energy to try and save that area from the plant, right? It's trying to save theirs, but it's putting a lot of its energy there. We want to allow the plant to refocus its energy on the rest of the plant. So getting rid of the dead wood will actually help it. Okay? Usually a dark brown, or even sometimes a light brown, would be the dead. Okay? And again, making sure you get some of those cross branches. So those branches that are rubbing onto each other, the ones that over the winter in the winter winds can rub onto each other, open up the other branch because you're rubbing so much that it almost opens up like a wound, right? So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. So some of those cross branches we get rid of as well. I think, to be honest, with the way you've described, this plant doesn't look like a lot. It's kind of just gone a little crazy. So you're not going to have a lot of those things, but those are the things we focus on. And then in the spring, in April, that's when we would want to really, we can really do some pruning, right? That's when we want to open up some of the center of the plant to let some air flow through there, get rid of some of the even more cross branches, that type of thing, right? Thin it out a little bit to allow new growth to develop. Those types of things. That's what we want to do to make it stronger. So you're not only going to do it this fall, you're going to do it again in the spring.
Oh, good.
Okay. To just get it going. And then in the spring, I want you to feed it as soon as the ground starts to thaw, and you can put a shovel in the ground. I want you to use rose tone. Or some people will even start at the beginning of the season with like a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 with your roses, just to give them something to help get them back from the winter. You can use that, or you can go with the rose tone. And the rose tone, depending upon how many plants you have, I'd have to look it up and see how often during the season. I can't remember off the top of my head. It's either... It could be every couple weeks, to be honest. But I think for these new ones, they're not new, but the ones that came back, right?
Right.
Use those as your guinea pigs and feed them and a little bit more. Feed them once a month. That's what I get to the website while we were talking, so I can double check myself. The rose tone needs to be put down once a month. For the roses. You can actually put rose tone down now for those roses just to give them something back to get them ready for winter. We're not looking to promote growth. We're just looking to help the plant be a little bit stronger for the next season that it's going into.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Mary. I hope that helped with everything. And you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time here throughout the day to, the next, we're a little over 3 hours left in the show. We'll be here to help you with all of your gardening questions. So give us a call. Again, our number, 855-660-4261. And it's looking like it's going to be a good day. I'm seeing blue sky out there. Sun's popping up. And it's getting ready to be at least a good day for us. So hopefully we get to enjoy it. We'll get outside and do a little bit of gardening, right? Maybe you get out, start the day, harvest some of the fruit, vegetables that's out there, get those into the house, do some cleanup, get some preemptive cleanup, right? The downfall is that cleanup. We can't start cleaning up some of the leaves. Not that we want to clean up leaves, but a lot of the leaves are still on the trees, so that cleanup, that aspect, we can't do yet. That's all right. We'll keep on keeping on with what we've got with the days the way they are. We don't want to push fall too much. It almost sounds like that's what I'm doing today. And the more I talk here, I almost get a little upset with myself for even bringing that up so much. But we got to think ahead. That's what I like to try to do, is make sure we're ahead of everything and ready for that next season so we can be successful. Because that's part of what we do in the garden, is we always want to have that next season ready to go so that we can be successful. So definitely we're going to have to think fall. We think about the next season all the time. I would say we think about it to the point where, you know, we want to be successful, but we don't think about it like putting Halloween candy out in the stores that I've seen at this point. That's a little aggressive, but we'll keep on from there. Now, we do have another call on the line, so I want to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I am wondering. I have a yard with lawn, and I'm trying to plant things to minimize the lawn. But in the meantime, the lawn is I don't know that it's ever been helped in terms of the soil, and with all the rain, it's lots of green grass. But there's a lot of unevenness in the ground. You know, so when you mow it, you kind of bounce up and down. And I don't want to take on the lawn this year, but is it possible to, I don't know, to add something to at least the divots so there be a little less so?
Yeah, no, definitely. I completely understand. I mean, you're going out there, if you're mowing the yard, you're not going on an amusement ride, and that's kind of what it feels like. You know, you want to be able to get out there, get the yard done, not in... you'll have a neck injury at the end of the day. But so there are things that you can be doing at this time of year. That's really not a problem. You know, adding soil to those areas, finding those areas and kind of leveling it off. I mean, we're not talking about a total revamp for the lawn. We're just talking about adding some soil to level it out and then putting some new seed down. I think it's not as much work as it sounds. You know, the biggest work out of all this is making sure it gets watered. But you can definitely kind of level those areas off, because when we put seed down in the fall, it develops that root system, and it will try to produce a thicker root system because it's, you know, the cooler temperatures. It knows what it needs to do. Plants are smart. The seed is smart. They know what's going on. They can feel the temperature difference. They can feel all of that to be able to get ready for that next season. So I see no problem with you putting, you know, soil, maybe even a mix of a little bit of compost in the soil to get some organic matter into the lawn and leveling off those areas. And now, is it getting a truckload of loam? That's up to you. You can use some of the topsoil bags to put down in those areas and to get them, you know, a little bit stronger. What, you know, the other thing I would look at doing is just so that it's protected for the winter, the entire lawn, putting a fall or winterizer down just to help it be more successful for next year for you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I really think you can do this without a problem. Just level those little areas. So next year you're going through a flat lawn. I think it can definitely be done. I see no problem with it at all.
So does that mean I need to be, the lawn needs to get water every day this fall?
It's not every day. So the areas that you are trying to seed and you know, be successful with, what I would say to do is, you know, for a lawn to get established, it needs about 2 inches of water per week. How do we figure that out? Now, the easiest way to do it, a tuna fish can is an inch tall. So we take the tuna fish can, that's empty. We put it out in the yard. We turn on the sprinkler, and we see how long it takes to fill that. So let's say it takes an hour. So that means we have to have 2 hours of watering a week in order to get it established. So let's break it down. You know, there's 7 days in a week. It's about 20 minutes a day with, you know, 1 day off. So it's not as bad as it seems, but, you know, we can even break it down more. If, we, you know, 2 hours, say we wanted to just do it in 2 days. That's fine, too, as long as it gets that 2 inches of water per week. And we're not getting, like, heat, like, you know, 100-degree weather, but we're not, it doesn't look like we're getting that. You just, that's what's going to help it be successful. Okay?
Okay, I'd like to follow up. I hear that music coming. But
yeah, no problem. So hang tight with me. So when we get back from the break, we'll follow up. We'll continue on with this because I think this can help out everyone else as well. A lot of people probably are thinking the same thing.
All right, thank you.
Hang tight. We're going to take a break here. Our number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Pat in regards to the lawn and the roller coaster she has to deal with every day on the every week when she's mowing the lawn. So I know you had some follow-up questions, so I wanted to get back to you.
Yes, thank you. I tend to keep the lawn on the long side, but if I'm going to do this, and I won't be able to mow the lawn while the grass seed is growing.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, especially if these divots are like in the center of the lawn, it's gonna be hard. I mean, that's usually the case, right? It's not never easy. But it's, you know, what I might do is do a mowing before you did some of the work here. That way, you can not have to worry about it for a bit, because the lawn is going to slow down its growth a little bit, you know, from pushing new growth or getting so high. It's not going to be like midsummer when we had, you know, because of the rain, we had hay fields. It's not going to be like that.
Right. So I should mow it really short, even though it's not used to it.
Well, I wouldn't go like really short. I would cut it maybe a little bit more than you normally have, not like an extreme amount, because we don't want to shock the lawn as well. But, you know, I'd almost just mow it the way you normally do, and just so that you don't have to mow it again for at least a couple weeks. You know, you're giving yourself a little bit of time to have this happen. You know what I mean? It's not like we're not looking to mow it every week at this time of year as well.
Okay, so a couple of weeks, not like 4 to 6, I can...
Yeah, you could probably... I mean, the areas that are starting to grow, I would wait a little bit longer because, of the, you know, they're driving over them causes a little bit more compaction, that type of thing. But the areas where you haven't reseeded can at least get some mowing done. And I'm sure it's not... You know, maybe it is all over the place that you do, but maybe
it is.
Maybe just, you know, let it be for 3 to 4 weeks, because depending upon the grass seed you pick, it can take up to 21 days for the full germination to really happen. You know, you want to kind of be successful with this at this point. You don't want to just throw your money away. So that's why I you know, maybe you're waiting. You know, 3 weeks before you really get in there with a mower. That's probably your best bet.
Okay. Can I ask you two more questions?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. I've been looking at that walkable time.
Yep.
I don't think I can manage it this year, but it seems like a good idea. I don't know how. I mean.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. You know, the walkable type plants are they take some time to establish, and then you can really get over them really quick. When I was in high school and just into college, I was working for a landscaper who always used what was called Wallsteinia in between the cracks of the rock wall, the rock walkways that we would put in. We would put big slabs of rock down. And they were always successful. They always took. The walkables end up really, really good. They don't need a lot of, you know, a huge root system, but they can kind of get in between the cracks and get going. So I definitely recommend them.
Okay, great. So my last question is, I've been using a lot of mulch. I've moved a lot of plants to this property this year. And it's a combination of hay and wood chips.
Okay.
But I also have bearberry and vinca that I would like to spread. You know, I'd like it to take and then spread. So do I have to take all the mulch away for them to be able to spread?
I mean, not really. I mean, you can take a little bit out of it. But, you know, the other thing you can do is kind of split some of those to spread them. You know, get a couple of the, you know, the plants. You know, dig them up and move them so that they can have that. And you can do that this time of year to really get them to spread.
Okay, even though I put them in this year?
Okay, sorry. I'd wait till spring for that.
Okay.
But you can definitely get them to spread, and you don't have to worry about the mulch. They will kind of go all over. All righty?
All right. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.